This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that saying, it's easier to get a job when you have one? The opposite is quite possibly true as well, that it's harder to get a job when you don't have one. And so the longer you've been out of a job, the harder it is to find work. Still, people do make it out of long-term unemployment. Kate Davidson spoke with one of them.
There are about 4.8 million long-term unemployed, people out of work 27 weeks or longer. Jason Grote was one of them. In 2010, he was laid off from a job teaching English at Rutgers University in New Jersey, shortly before his son was born.
It was extremely difficult. I spent a lot of time trying to navigate the public assistance system.
Trying to get the baby insured. He and his wife ended up paying their son's medical costs out of pocket. Months passed as Grote looked for work. By this time, more than a quarter of successful job searches lasted 6 months or longer.
We talked about the possibility of bankruptcy, although the majority of my wife's and my debt is student loan debt, so it wouldn't eliminate that. We had a lot of conversations about what we would do in case things really didn't pan out. But at the same time, I also did a lot of scrambling around to figure out a new way to make it work.
Grote says having a child pushed him to get serious about, if not a career switch, a career shift. The English teacher and playwright decided to try TV. He asked friends for advice, and after a year of unemployment, he got a made-for-TV break, writing for the musical drama Smash.
I felt just extraordinarily lucky. I felt just tremendous gratitude.
Today, Grote lives in California, and he writes for the show Mad Men. He knows many of the long-term unemployed don't get a Hollywood ending, or even one that includes supporting their families. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.